Welcome to Digital Ideas. I'm Mike Yeomans, and today I have the pleasure of being with 13-year-old, soon-to-be 14-year-old, Krippi Bedonia, the daughter of Awida Bedonia, who is an Alcatel-Lucent employee in India. Also with us is Alcatel-Lucent CEO Ben Bruyan. Thank you both for joining us.
Happy to do it.
So you guys both met about 3 years ago in India, and I believe Krippi had some interesting questions for you, Ben. One specifically was, what have you done for the planet? So maybe can you tell us what brought you two together for the first time a few years ago?
So she didn't only ask me, what did you do for the planet? She said, what have you done for the planet lately? So it was quite a pointed question. There was a family gathering in India from the ALU employees, and there she was, and I was talking to quite some people, but there was one particular young lady who made quite an impression, not only by the questions that she asked me, but also by her personal views on the importance of green in everything we do on the planet. And passion is something that is very, very attractive. Passion when it comes with an insight, an intuition on what you need to do becomes compelling, and she had both. So it made a very big impression on me, and maybe, Krippi, you can remember what it was for you.
Yeah, I certainly can. First of all, I would like to thank Ben for remembering my question even after 3 long years. You know, doing something for the planet, it has to come from within. It cannot be, you know, taught to you by someone. It's a feeling that has to come to you from within. It's a intuition, it's a gut feeling. And when I hear about the environment, when I hear how the earth is degrading, I know that you need people who can actually work towards. And I know, when I went to the gathering and my mom told me that the CEO of Alcatel-Lucent, of her company, is there, I was like, you know, he can work if he believes in it, he can work for it. That is the reason I really asked it, because I know that CEOs of companies can do great jobs. They can put in funds, they can start up projects, they can get people to work. And, you know, I'm still a student. I cannot drive that big a community to work. I cannot call up hundreds of people just to work for something they cannot even understand. But him being a CEO, him being a part of such a big company, him running such a big multi-billion dollar business, I know he can work for it. That is the entire reason I asked him that, what has he done for the planet? Because I really wanted to know if this thing could happen, if a change could be driven through it, because I really want to save Mother Earth. I really want to work towards it.
And she asked the question, I remember that for the last maybe 6-7 years before she asked me the question, I was in the UK, and I was the chairman of the Climate Change Board. And there you do a lot of policy work, and you look to what you can do on a pretty high level to get energized behind alternative energy, energized behind new ways of working. But her question was with 2 feet on the ground. It was not what I let other people do, it's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Very personal question. And it inspired me enormously. Also, when we got some people who had brilliant ideas in Alcatel-Lucent and said, why couldn't we do, let's say, the unimaginable and try to get research on a global basis organized for Bell Labs and try to make our part of the equation so green, so efficient, that we do it 1,000 times better than we do it today. And that was the birth of Green Touch. So when John Kim, the president of Bell Labs, came to me, that was just after my conversation in India, I felt really inspired. And on the personal level, you asked me what did I answer. I believe that I answered that I don't do enough. And that this was a great way to encourage me to look to beyond the figures and beyond the numbers, and also see to what can we do to inspire others to work together as a team. Because this is not an individual sport. Getting ourselves into the green mode is a team sport.
You know, Crippy, I know you've seen Ben's video response to that question that you had a few years ago. What did you think of it?
You know, again, you know, when I saw the video, I thought, wow, it was so great of him to remember my question, even, you know, after so long. So I thought I would really thank you for remembering that. And personally, I think he's doing an amazing job by building networks that would save energy and in turn make this earth an altogether better place to live in. But then, you know, I would really like to know, what is it that magical thing which is going to help conserve energy for the things like probably Facebook or laptop or pagers or iPhones that serve as a necessity for us today?
So, good question. You know, what we all have experienced since we spoke 3 years ago. 3 years ago, there were no iPads, and the iPhone was, I believe, just out or just not yet out. So we're talking about a very different time frame in 3 years' time. And the time frame of today is that people are always on communications, but it's not just communicating, it is organizing their lives. They have the ability to do their banking, to do their medical, to do whatever you can think of, and at the same time have multiple functions at the same time. It's funny, they just did a survey that 13-year-olds put 2 hours of work in 1 hour. Why is that? Because they have multiple tasks at the same time going on in their electronics. I mean, that's funny because you can now multiply time. And that's what young people do. The consequence of that is that there's an enormous amount of extra energy needed to fuel all of these new fantastic inventions. And we have to work very hard to make sure that we do it better than what we did in the past, because it becomes unsustainable. And you are absolutely right. If we care about the planet, we have to make sure that we find solutions faster and faster. And the speed in doing things, that is something you also teached me, because your questions were very pointed, that we may look to too long a period, and you're impatient, and you should stay impatient, because it helps.
Well, you have a great point there, Ben. I have a 13-year-old son, and I can see him doing at least 4 different things at the same time, and he can focus on all of them. And I clearly can't do that, but it is amazing what they can do. So, Crippy, we've got you here, and we've got Ben here. Do you have another question for him today?
Of course. I am never out of questions, am I?
Not yet.
So, sir, don't you think that all inventions would not be fruitful to the largest extent until it creates an earth inside the 7 billion hearts beating all around the world for a greener environment? Till everyone believes in the cause, we cannot expect them to work blindfolded towards saving Earth. So have you thought of any way which would kindle the desire for change amongst Earthlings?
She's getting personal again,
wow.
Ben.
Wow. 7 billion people, 7 billion hearts is a lot of hearts. You know, you speak with a passion, and you have ideals that, that are very, very worthy. I'm a little bit more skeptical and pragmatic, must be age difference. I don't think we will ever succeed in getting everybody on board. If I look around me, I'm very happy if I go into a room and we talk about green elements, I'm very happy if I get half the people who will be on the same same minds. So everybody, wow. I think we already have a big, big problem in getting the leaders of today to understand that it is not an academic issue, it's a now issue, it's an act now issue. And you can see that because there are a lot of other issues that that leaders have to care about. You know, we have a financial crisis in the world, we have growth issues, we have issues around poverty, we have issues around the division of activities around the world. So people are very, very busy with other stuff. And at the same time, we have to remind them that whatever they do, we need to do it in a green way because, as you said, we have only one globe. Now, how do we get there? I think one step at a time. But since you're impatient, we may have to take one step at a time quickly. So if you take quickly steps at a time, you may get somewhere. If you try to do it and jump and assume that everybody has the same feeling, we may miss the boat. So perhaps you're right that we have to remind each and everyone, it's not enough to do it, but you have to do it with the hearts and the minds of the people.
Hey, Krippy, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot because you've done it to Ben a couple times now, and he's answered great questions. So what have you done in the past 3 years since you first met Ben to help the planet?
Over the last 3 years, I have taken many projects related to the environment. You know, after meeting Sir, I started working towards removing the harmful effects of toxic mosquito repellents like sprays and coils. I provided an alternative for eliminating mosquito breeding grounds by popularizing the larvivorous fish guppy, which would result in much lesser spreading of malaria. And you know, this project of mine, it went from school to district to the national level. And then I even worked towards improving soil quality and fertility with the help of bat guano or bat excretion for the international competition of Virons. And my last project was again for an international competition, ThinkQuest, whose results I still eagerly await because here my team and I made a website and we managed a blog and much more for encouraging people to follow recycling and reusing innovatively at their own homes. I mean, they did not have to go anywhere out to get the stuff done. So you can visit my site at consideringearth.webs.com and my blog at consideringearth.blogspot.com. And last but not the least, my current project is all about energy management and conservation. In this project of mine, I am planning to create different plans for different households on the basis of their energy consumption, which would help them to reduce cost and energy wastes. I plan to do this by devising innovative yet simple methods through which people can incorporate solar energy in their day-to-day life, which would in turn save good amounts of electricity, save fuel, and reduce the bill, of course, but then altogether, it would result, I believe, in a better Earth, but only if all of us work towards it.
Wow. Why did I know?
If I can vote for you, I will vote for you.
I was just going to say.
This was a great speech.
I was going to say, you know, why did I feel like you were going to have an answer to that question? You are an amazing young lady, and I can hear the passion in your voice. Ben, do you have any final words?
Yeah, so there are three things I would like to say. First of all, Krippy, I mean, you are indeed amazing, and keep going because the world needs people like you. Your initiative, not all initiatives will have the same level of success in your life, but if you have this passion behind it, I'm pretty sure you will hit the jackpot. So that is very good. The second thing I'd like to say is this. Collaboration between people is the key for success. So the partnership that we have in communications, I would like to continue. So let's say in a couple of years' time, we're going to take inventory again where we are. You will have done amazing other things, and maybe we have made some progress as well. And the third thing I'd like to say is thank you. There is nothing in the world that has a better chance of success than people who believe in a cause and have the energy to go and to convince others. And I think you have that unique qualification, and I would like to say thank you, and please continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you so much, sir. But it is your support and motivation, and you know that I've been able to do so much more, and I believe what I've done is just a small milestone. I believe I have to do a lot more, because when I want to bring a change, I have to work a lot. And I know for the miles and miles to come, I will be working. This is one topic that I would never let go.
Very good.
Krippy, you've got a birthday, I hear, coming up next month. So happy birthday. And I can't only imagine what you're going to do over the next several years. You're an amazing lady. And thank you very much for joining us. And thank you, too, Ben, for taking some time out today. Really appreciate it. And this was Digital Ideas. I'm Mike Yeomans, and thanks for listening.